Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, a gentleman is setting himself quite a mammoth task. He's going to push a pram from the bush all the way to Sydney, more specifically from the Orange Health Service to the Royal Hospital for Women at Randwick to raise funds for the Running for Premature Babies Foundation. And joining me online, it's the man in question. It's Glenn Atkinson. Glenn, good morning to you.
Good morning, Neil.
Mate, this is quite a task you've set. And to make it just a little more challenging, let's do it in January, shall we?
Yeah, mate. As I said to a few mates, it's a bit of a crazy idea. I'm a redhead walking, you know, nearly 300 Ks in January. I didn't think that through very well, did I?
All right. Okay. Now, obviously, there's a personal story here, but before we get to that, I believe you're going to be pushing a double pram as well.
I am, yeah. Yeah, so that in itself has its own logistical problems because it's wider than a person for the side of the highway, but we'll work that out. That's all good.
Okay. Are you having a support vehicle with you?
Oh, it's become massive. I've got to have a full traffic management plan, support vehicles, and I've got one guy in particular from town who's going to walk the whole way with me, a guy named Chris Long. Yeah, great fella.
Okay, all right. Look, it's, as you say, nearly 300 clicks. How long are you expecting? How much do you think you'll cover a day?
The plan is to do a marathon a day. So that being said, I reckon it's probably going to take 7 or 8 days. There may be a few days where I do a few less kilometres. But yeah, around about a week, hopefully.
Okay, all right. Now, tell us about your personal story.
So my wife and I had identical twin daughters, Zoe and Ellie, born in February this year. So born down at Randwick at the Royal Hospital for Women after a complicated pregnancy. For us, it's without the specialised, you know, equipment, the, you know, the doctors and all the support we have, we're just not, you know, I'm not sure whether our girls would be, you know, in the spot they are now. They're nearly 9 months old. This is just our opportunity to probably give back, maybe try and provide some equipment to help other regional families to be able to stay, you know, in the Central West as opposed to needing to go, you know, to relocate to Sydney, because that was stressful, you know. Mentally was tough and financially, all those kind of things. So, yeah, that's why we're doing this.
Yeah, that's fantastic, mate. Now, let me ask you about what's happening this weekend.
Yeah, so Saturday is actually my birthday, and I made a commitment months ago that I'm going to walk a marathon on my birthday. I've had a look at the weather forecast. It looks absolutely horrible, but I'm still going to do it. The second part to it is the guys from Domino's, from the Orange and the North Orange store, they've committed that for every pizza sold this Saturday throughout the day, they're going to donate $1 to my fundraiser, which is massive. They've told me they've got the capacity to keep up with as many pizzas as people order. So okay. I'd love people to be involved. Yeah.
All right. That's easy. I know what we'll be having for dinner on Saturday night. It'll be some Domino's pizzas. So it's either Orange or North Orange. So if you are listening to this, get some pizza sorted out. $1 from each pizza sold will go to Glenn's fantastic course. Now, tell me about Brad Townsend, local electrician.
Yeah, so Brad, he actually participated and won one of my silent auctions I ran in October. And I caught up with him to give him his prize. And he's got a terrible man bun. And he's made the commitment that if we can raise at least $5,000 the day that I run my charity golf day, which is Friday the 3rd of December, he'll actually shave his head. And I think his wife, Rhea, is quite happy to see it go. I think there's a lot of people who would like to see that as well. And it's great that he's actually going to help me raise some money. So, if you would like to donate towards that, please do.
Now, tell me, Glenn, how can people donate to you and what is your fundraising goal?
Yeah, so to donate, you need to go to the Glenn's Push from the Bush donation page on the Running for Premier Babies website, and you just donate direct through that. My fundraising goal was initially $65,000, and that was to provide a humidity crib for the Royal Hospital for Women and a resuscitation cot for the Orange Health Service Special Care Nursery. But As it stands, I'm at about 95 grand. So I've revised the target to 130. The next piece of equipment that's going to be funded for the Orange Hospital is called a Baby Leo. It's effectively like the Rolls Royce of humidity crib. All the babies that were the most high needs in the NICU when we were in Randwick were in a Baby Leo. So I'm quite proud to think that we're potentially going to provide two pieces of equipment worth just over $100,000 for the Orange Hospital to stay locally and, you know, to sort of, yeah, to keep it for the people who have supported me locally here in town.
Yeah, well done. All right, once again, runningforpremiebabies.com is the page. And just, you'll find Glenn on there. Don't worry about that. Push from the bush. And he's going all the way down to Sydney. Mate, we'll keep in contact with you. What day are you planning on leaving? Have you got all the logistics worked out?
Yeah, just the traffic management plan is getting finalised now, but I will be starting on Monday the 3rd of January is when I kick off from the Orange Health Service. That's when it all starts.
All right, fantastic, mate. Well, good luck with it. We'll keep in contact. You have a good day and thanks for your time this morning. And folks, don't forget, get those Domino's pizzas into you this weekend and help Glenn raise even more funds. Have a good day, mate.
Cheers, mate. See ya.